starting at Siman Tafman Gimel, Sif Dalel, at the Shaburis of Katan Chaf Beis. So there's a lot of Shmur Mishas Katsira. What's a lot more? What does that mean, Shmur Mishas Katsira? So you have to watch the wheat, the grain. Sheishmur Mesa Hivahalo. The person is careful from the time of the Ksira and onwards. Shall you pull Yamayim that they will not be exposed to water?
Does the Ksira have to be by Jews? Is that part of the Shmur?
No.
So then you would have to have somebody watching.
You have to have somebody there. And they can't be exposed to water, and this should be done the Shemat is Mitzvah. So I'm doing my Shemira from the time of the Ksira for the purpose of using it for matzah. I will cut him Ksira.
But that wouldn't be by the Kosher. If he's not Jewish, he can't have
this. Right. So I don't need Ksira, the same as matzah. I need Shemira. So the Shemira is not the Kosher, the Shemira is the Shomer. So the Yisrael, who's the Shomer, is saying, I'm keeping an eye over here that there's no exposure to water. Okay. Now, avakadam gesira shadayin hayim kuborim in lochish. Exposure to water while still attached to the ground is not a problem. Why? Because if you she yadidon she yarei leim shami, we know that it rains, but as long as it's attached to the ground, they don't become chumis. Why the kabbalah mesim atav sam of zayin sif hey. We'll find out later on that filo mechuber, even if it's attached to the ground, in the siapshul gamri, veins are the car gets totally grown. There's no more growth taking place. So at that point in time, the kalbuchimutz im yarolem shomim, even though they're still attached to the ground. Okay, a minute weeks are dog and shall shmur, but oil and lach and ksas. So the minig is to do the ksira of the wheat that we use for matzah before they finish the growth process totally. So it means the people in general which are involved in this are familiar with the growth cycle of this type of grain, and they ensure that they cut it off before the process of it has been completed totally. That's what we do. And he says, if that's tight, that's good to have that. But at least mishas tchina. Why mishas tchina? Fish oz mekarvin oyson elamayim etzorach shmir. During the tchina process, water is used. There's a water mill, a water wheel, and therefore, at that point in time, the Yeramish bring in their water, so that's Machai, but a different level of Shmir. You look at the Sharatzi and Lamed Gimel. So, in a place where the mill is a windmill, Oshayat, or a handmill, it's Argam, or Shmir Ladezu. So then there's no approach, there's no exposure to water, so there's no reason to have Shmira. Unless, sometimes in the milling process, look at the Sharatzi and the Sifkat Lama Gimel. Explaining why it's Yenishir Mishas Techina, the timer from the milling, because they used to use a water mill. He says, if you're going to use a windmill or a handmill, you don't need Shmira. There's no exposure to water there. Unless, some places it was not uncommon to, at the time of the grinding, to wash off the kernels. So they come out from the mill cleaner. Well, then you have a chemo's potential chemo's issues. You have to be there and watch, make sure that doesn't happen. So in the scenario where that's, there's no washing taking place, and you're not using a water mill, you're using a windmill or a handmill, only kimin lishamela, well, then you only need shmira the time from the time of lisha. Lisha, clearly, you're putting water into the flour, you need shmira.
Yes, maybe a physical order.
Okay. So now, in the case of Shas Adchak, you buy Kemach from the Shul. Chop Dalit. Mishmur Chop Sinkot and Chop Dalit.
We had a
the Simchin and Ahani Poiskin, the Sirlu, the Iker Shmira, the Melisha Vehle. There are some places which hold that the main din Shmira is only at a time when you actually introduce water into the flour. You make it into a dough, so then you must be make sure it doesn't become chametz. That has to be done the shei matzah. We don't need active shmira, according to this opinion. We're not machiv the chayshu that there's a problem that we're not aware of. I feel of a makom shalosis in achitim, places where they would wet the chitin before the grinding to allow the bran to come off more easily. Still, you don't need shmir. We're not machzik and iser. Why? The stomach ain't sharon. They don't soak it to the point where it absorbs liquid and starts to come with something. They sort of like run water over it. But they can some wash them off. But take them out, and immediately they grind it. Okay. So that was even a Malcolm Shaloisin. That was the standard way of doing it. And not Malcolm the Kosher that it was done in a way which would create him, according to this opinion. At least in the B'diyam. Now, while we have the pasuk of Makar in Sif Hey, we'll see the next Sif. The Idna Osel Adultos. The Mor says, the Mor mentions this idea of doing the sisa. The sisa was like a washing process to the grains before the tchino, it should come out nicer. We don't do it nowadays because we're afraid they'll leave it out for too long, etc. It'll become chametz. So if so, the flip side of that should be I can't then use flour, which the seeds have been done or potentially been done, and I'm buying it minashuk, not knowing, not overseeing the seeds process, which I just told you was also because there's a problem with it. Shani Hocha, the Hushas Adkak. The case over here is obviously the case of Mechabas, is the case where there's no other solution. There's nothing else available. So we're still with Lakula. Who said they did Lasisa Niskita? So you're not Machzik, we're not Machzik, Machzik, a potential problem that we don't see in front of us.
Well, presumably that would be why it would be known if it's widespread in the industry to do that, to not do that.
Well, it was done or wasn't done. It wasn't necessarily always done. So that's a possibility. Now, Kosovak writer, come along the writer, Mishabura quotes. This is writing the Magen Avraham. The Aksha of Hashemina Glachabis is the Chitim, and the Hashem is something mine. Nowadays, when we wash the Chitim, we don't just immediately run the water, dry them off, and do grinding. We let them sit. So then, also, there's no Shas Adchak. It's common. It's a case where you had grain which fell off into the river. That's a good more. That's considered common. Okay. So, this is worse than just Lasisa. Where they just, let water run over it and that was it. But they soak it in the water for a period of time. So we have to assume that it's a problem, and there's no way you could use plain flour from the shuk. This isn't the problem only in the first night of Pesach. It's lacking in shmirah. it's chametz. So it's also the whole 8 days. It's lacking the shmira. So you can't use it for the night of the first night of by the seder. For someone gets chametz, you can't even keep it in your house. The case of the chitim which were nitzvah to the river, they fell to the river. You can't keep it in the house. You did keep it. So yes, some say it has dinner from Shabbat Pesach.
And it has bar.
Well, the rabbi b'shem is kenoy matir. The rabbi quotes his grandfather. I don't know who that is. It's mutter lemakom lahakom lachar pesach.
We will allow you to sell to a goy. Now normally some shabbat pesach does not have. Here we're going to allow to sell to a goy.
Like upon him ain't el safik chametz. It's a drabanan. It's only a safik. We don't know for sure there was chametz. We will not let you eat it, but to get hanoah by selling it to a goy, we'll let you sell to a goy. Even this opinion is agreeing that you can't keep it on Pesach. If you did, incorrectly so, will be matter that you can sell to a goy. So bona fide chametz, a flour nowadays is a problem by Yeruah. We assume it's a problem by Yeruah. Okay. Now, they would allow him to buy kemach in the shuk. There's three opinions. There's Shmir Mishas Ksiro, Shmir Mishas Techino, and Shmir Mishas Lisha. The Mechaber's psak is that the Iker issue, Zman Shmiro, is Mishas Techino. Mishas Lisha is only Mutter Mishas Techino. And it's toiv to have shir mishas kitzir. So to buy kemach in the shuk is only shir mishas lishlisha. That's a bit. It's only mishas lishlisha. To buy grains from the shuk, it's not shir mishas kitzir, but there'll be shir mishas tchino. I'll go grind them and invite her. So that's mutter even shir mishas lishlisha. If I buy the kernels, I can take them to the mill and have them milled, and I'll be sharper from that point onwards. Okay, however, if I want to buy from the shuk, the farmers bring them in, fine. If I want to buy wheat from the miller, the way the miller gets paid, sometimes some of the farmers pay the miller by letting him keep some of the grain for himself, and then he sells it or whatever. So I come to the miller, I don't own a farm, I say, I'd like to have this much wheat. So he says, no problem. He pulls out the store of wheat, charges me for the wheat. I buy the wheat from him, and then he grinds it. Where did he get that from? He got it to the farmer, he paid him with a bag of wheat. So over there, I can't pay for him, I should not buy. It happens, it was common that the millers, the wheat that they would store, they would wash. So then you have this problem of the lasisa, which we don't do lasisa nowadays. So the farmer doesn't do that. So I go out to the shuk and I buy wheat from the farmer and say, hey, but the miller does. Okay. So we've been talking about it until now. The problem of the tina is, well, they wash off the weed, etc., etc. Now I have a new problem that mixed into my wheat, there are other items. The mill was used to grind the malts. And the way the malts were made was that they were allowed to ferment. I'm assuming it means there was the be something similar to the barley hops. So, but apparently the way they would, I don't know anything about making beer. But apparently the process was done. There was real chemicals involved, and they would let this thing ferment and then grind it. That's what the Taz says. Come to the Chachamim, they say. The Bishasat Chak, after that, we can be seven on the cool. Even if something mixed in, mix in. But it's about the Chachamim Pesach, it's about the Mashishim. We say by Yavish or Yavish, it's Chayes of Veneer. And in Pesach, this is B'mashahu. That's all about Yavish or Yavish. But we deal with flour and flour, we deal with like a lach b'lach. It's such a fine item and it mixes so well, we don't say that it's a lach b'lach. You mentioned that before also. Certainly, Rakan or some Shem and Nisha perish Hamalts Pesach. You should definitely need to sift it, because then there might be not just a ground particle of malt, but an actual piece of it. Become welcome. So means that would allow me even to use this flour and make it into dough and make it on Pesach. But become welcome. Welcome is a lefus and called kadam Pesach. But if I bake it before Pesach, for sure it's bottled, because that already became a dough, and it was bottled of the dough. Like I said before, the after me dinner ain't sarach shimer l'shem matzah rak l'matzah shalelus avishonos avla shiari yam dai kashen bem chashash chometz. So I have to know. I can't eat chometz on Pesach. So I have to know something which there's no reason. I'm confident it's not chometz. The system is such that it's not going to be chometz. That's not shmura mishas. That's not a shmira. Shmira means I have to actively be present and oversee the process and make sure nothing happens. The shame it's. So for the first night of Pesach, it says shmarta is a matzah. There's a dinner shmira. So I'm only yotzeh with matzah, which is shomer. The rest of Pesach, I'm not being yotzeh anything. As long as it's not chometz, I can eat it. So that's true. But you saw Kadosh Shemay. There's a minute Yisrael, which the Klaus are very careful in mitzvahs. Menogu lasa shimer l'shem matzah. B'chol ha-matzah mishas t'chino. They're shomer all matzahs mishas t'chino. B'chol mishas t'chino. B'chol ha-matzah mishas t'chino. B'chol ha-matzah mishas t'chino. B'chol ha-matzah mishas t'chino. So Minig was to do some level of shmira, if not Mishas Kitzira, at least Mishas Tchino or Mishas Lish. Take a look at the beer halacha. Tov l'shamra b'shas k'sira. Back in the previous. Das a prim chadash lachria the shimer mishas k'sira midinu v'likua filbariyem. So it's not just the loss of mechaber was digger psak is. Shmur Mishas Tchinim. Shmur Mishas Lisha Shas Al Chak. And it's toiv that shmur mishas ksira. So the Bir Lachol, the Bir Chodesh says, no, you're mechuyev to have shmur mishas ksira.
That's where we get it from.
Well, we get it, we're mocked. For the night of the Seder, everybody's mocked on Shemur Mishas Tzir. You should know now, because the Bar of Nimsa Bekam Rishonim, the Shemur Mishas Tzir. It's not just, there are many Rishonim would say this. Now, after him, lo yimsa matzah sheshomer meis gziru, the shem matzah. A person cannot find shmur mishas gziru. V'vada nuchel nisim chaldash shukamar chulbar brichas dafchilas matzah. We will allow you to make the brach of alachilas matzah, but you can't make it to the mitzvah unless it's shmura. If you only shmur mishas gziru, it's only shmur mishas gziru. You're not yotze to the mitzvah, so you can't make a brach of alachilas matzah.
Are you not the lowest?
Okay, no.
Shade.
But I can't find any shmur mishas tchina. Obviously, I'm going to eat shmur mishas tchina because at least comes from shita samyotze. But you could argue I shouldn't make a bracha because it's a suffix. No, you'll make a bracha.
What applies to stock as well?
Kavach lechatchila bevali nochal lehakra b'matzah shel mitzvah nikadav k'matzah shmur mishas tchina. So we should be daf against shmur mishas tchina. Okay. And that's a very strong minute. Shemur Gravio, Gam Kain, Shechmer Moed, Shalach Rak, Masha Shomer Shastira, he was Mak Bandak Shomer Shastira. Well, your Nizam is that, Kayme Pesach, Tam Shemer Yorlem, Mayim, and Kuber Lakers, these Yabashat. He was worried about the Shoshas and Timus.
I thought that others, the issue is that if you consider every, certainly the Matzahs, Shel Mitzvah, the Seder, are mitzvahs. But the question is whether every time you eat matzah during Pesach is a mitzvah. I thought the Gra held that it was, and that would be another reason besides any possible concern about.
Correct. Mishabur himself later on actually almost says that in the Gra. He says something very close to that.
Because it's a big knob, I mean, in terms of somebody has trouble getting enough shmura mikshas ksira for all of Pesach, right? How comfortable can they be from a kashrut standpoint?
Right, so Pasha the Mishabura holds from a kashrut standpoint, you have a right to assume that if the system was set up properly, you can assume from a shmura mikshas tefillin for sure. The matzahs which we buy, which are not shmur shatzir, are shmur mishas tchina. So that's. I mean, the mishmur himself is saying, you say alachilas matzah, right? So it's definitely, for the rest of Pesach, for sure. I mean, the system was set up. We have no reason the matzah could raise that there was a problem. Comments there. The grow was machmer, but that's a chumah.
So you need Mishas Kino.
I want to put it on the train. Pack it up the packages. Stick it on the train.
Well, it's hot.
No Jewish shomer there. I'm a servant to Sefes Yerushalayim Shemistabek B'Zil. That was a Rekivish Lesinger. We have a simon on it. There's no rain getting in over there. There's no active shmiru. So the Kharsh, it would not be proper to send without having a Sherman there. So again, the div Shmur Mishas Ksira means that it has to be active. It's not enough we know that it's not Chometz. We know the system is set up, but it's not Chometz. There has to be active Shmira Mishas Ksira.
Whoa!
This is one of the questions of on the machine matzos. We know the system is set up. We know that there's no chashash kabbas. It's not our problem. We can set up a very nice system, but we know that there's no active shmira because nobody's in control. You're not in control of the situation.
I thought there's also a kavana problem. Like,
well, see. The din of kavana that you need for matzah is probably different than the kavana you need by other mitzvahs. The kavana while you eat matzah, like any mitzvah, achiva kavana. Over here, there's a new din of kushmartem. You have to actively be shomer it for the purpose of using it for matzah. But the chiyuv is shmira. Chiyuv isn't a siya. So we all okay. Mishas lishav elik. As you are dealing with the thing, you're doing it the shame. You know, you're being careful with it. The shame mitzvah. But the mitzvah is to be careful with it. The shame mitzvah. So it's a little bit different nusach than normally. From a person is making klaf for tefillin. So he has to think the shame. He's making this klaf, the shame tefillin, or the shame sefer Torah. He's being ma'abed. He's doing the process of being ma'abed to make it into X. Right? So the kavanah is to make it into X. Over here, the kavanah isn't to make it into matzah. The kavanah is to make sure there's not chomets. It's a different nusach. He's saying, I need active shmira for that. So when you're dealing with the kamach, so I'm putting it in potentially dangerous places. I'm being shamrit, make sure nothing happens. So that's shmira. Once I put it to this machine, where the machine will take it from the, you know, put flour in the beginning, out comes matzah at the end, you know, and I just have to say, wow, you know. So I'm not being a shomer in any real sense. It's not under my control that I'm called a shomer. So is that called shmur? The shei matzah. That was one of the issues with the machine matzah. Now, if you go through some of the chuvas, you realize the original machine matzahs weren't very machine. They had one or two processes done by machine, the rest were done by hands.
In between.
Right? You know, and still they were getting all nervous about this, you know. What do you say now?
This is an ass.
So it's no chashash kavanah. So you can eat on Pesach. The child is using it for the Seder is much more. The problem is using it for the Seder, you have a problem. You need the neshmart, and that you don't pass it on hand. There's no problem eating it on Pesach.
The other halachos of Pesach apply as well.
Okay.
If I answer it, then that.
Okay. Sif hey.
My own personal answer was.
And. Ha'idna, Zat Shachar Arif. Osher Lilsa is Bain Chitim Bain Sarim. Nowadays we don't do the sisa because we don't know how to do it in a proper way, which is proper, and therefore we are concerned we will actually end up with chametz. By chitim and by sar. The Gemara differentiates between the fact that chitim are hard, sarim are soft, so the water potentially can affect the sarim more quickly. But we're machareh chitim sarim. We don't make a difference.
The
term
is the verb of
mishum versekot chavo.
This particular
mechitza
the Torah refers to.
What's the learner? Also rock lil tzayis ashtarim neshen rachim. The more to listen, chitim are kasha, no problem. Barley is softer, so therefore barley you cannot do the sisa. The sisa was a washing, soaking process before the grinding to make it that when it would grind more easily and you would be able to remove the bran more easily. So, meanwhile, you're exposing it to water. Okay. Shival, that does it apply also to oats, Shifoin, to rye, Gankin, Bakal, Sarim, means that they're comparable to Sarim in regards to this issue of the Gemara. We do not do the Lasisa on either of those either. So, barley, rye, or oats, you cannot do the season. Because they're soft, they become common to easily. So why are you doing lasisa? They might become chametz. The wheat kernels are hard. You're allowed to do lasisa. But we had no asrua in the nation of the Bikim of the Caesar Kilakama. We don't do it because we're not sure, confident we know how to do it. Also, Lil Six. So, to be sure, what exactly is the Caesar? Here's the Caesar. What do you do? Because of Ramam Shabrel and Machitim and Maim, they mix it up in water, Techonus and Mayan, and they grind it immediately. Rashi Pirish, the shroys of the Mayim at, they would soak it in water, cut them at Tchina before they grind it. The Hussein Mursona to remove the bran. Keshe salt on the Kia to give them flour, which is fine, which is clean flour. Also, a Goyim, the Yis already was in place from the time of the Goyim. We're concerned about potential for the chemitz, so we don't know how to do it well. Or alternatively, the time of the season was do it, then immediately grind it. The grinding would remove the heat of the grinding would remove any liquid which is there, so it's not a problem of chametz. Yeah, but it's just going to sit there before you do the grinding. It's still wet. That's a major headache. It's going to become chametz. So you can't be confident that they're going to run immediately to do the tchina after the lasis. We have only the Abba Rala says, if the person did do the season, also Lachlan or Lihanas Mehan to May Pesach, you cannot use that flour on Pesach. Come on, to keep it in your possession. We don't say it has a din of chametz and it's also to keep. That's not a problem. If you know you didn't wait, by case of heating, you didn't wait, you soaked a little bit and you didn't skin right away. Okay, no problem. You can't use it on Pesach, but you're not mechuyev to get rid of it. Now that's what he said. I will sa'orim. Actually, I feel about it. Also, lahashes the chadchila. I can tell you that you may not maintain them in your home because the actually the kiva and the rekiva, since they're soft, these chametz are yedei lasisa. They will become chametz even that short amount of time. And in the case of bini avid, if a person did keep it, and I'm not sure what the luck is. So the Shartin Mem Zion says, in the case of Bidi Evan, the person did keep it. After Pesach, he can't use it, he can sell to a goy. Bidi Evan, unless the Mechira, after Pesach, the Bissar, the Kaponim, and all the subcomers. Gemais is only a son. If you take the kernels and break them into smaller pieces, what you do, you would is the English pearl barley. Pearls barley means that the outer layer, which is like the husk, which is like the bran, is removed. That's what pearly means. So you're left with the item itself. So that's referred to as greifen. But in that process of removing it, many times you remove a little piece of the actual, you break up the process, almost like a grinding process, forcing the outer part to break off. You'd also add the grinding part of the kernel itself to break into smaller pieces. It wasn't fine flour, it was larger pieces, but it's broken pieces of one of the five species. That's what these are referring to. Also, Lashes and Kulam, and everybody who said you may not maintain this item in your home. Why? Shasharnas and Harbin, Mamayim Kredim, Ksisosan, Manasim Chomets, but they mamash soaked him for a period of time. And may other mamash Chomets. Vav him over with his show his son. The person did own them in Pesach. Yesh oisim limker lakam lakam, but you can't even sell to go after Pesach. That's about all. If you don't see signs of them becoming chametz, you can be some very evident. To suffocate, and therefore Yisrael of over the Pesach is chained on Eli's of the Rabbanon. This is the Rabbanon. It's a suffocate. It's a Rabbanon. So Merlo Vidyevin, it's going to be mutter to sell to a goy. You call mutter. The driver shows him Mishabel Shua. The ones made out of oats. The nature is they used to soak it for a long time until it started expanding. Bikua is cracks. So if you picture that the kernel has X amount of surface space, as it starts to come chametz and as it expands inside, it's going to have to crack because the outer shell doesn't, the outer covering doesn't expand. So it just cracks. That's indicative of the fact that there's fermentation taking place inside. So over there, who comes from the Vatican Kulyama, can I feel the Lamar Kulaka Marka Besikuzos? Apparently, this is a common issue with the oats. They soaked it for a very long time to the point that it would really start fermenting. So that's together, that's comments. Don't talk about
it. Gegala
is a Yiddish word. It basically means it's another way. It's a name for pearl barley.
They're both terms for
the more common Yiddish word, at least I'm familiar with, is greifen. The gagalach is the same thing. But he's saying it could apply to any one of the species. I need to stop early. I need to go somewhere. So, Sip off. Sakin Shanoisim Bam Kemah Kolosha. The bags which are used to store flour the whole year. Saying Rotsalitim Bam Kemah, we want to use them for the paste of the flour. They wash them out well. Baruch Hashem said, wash it out well. Hot water, detergents, agitation. I'm almost ready to go. So, still, Srichim Lahatar Kaidim Akibus Kolatur Shabam. You have to open up all the stitches. Baksovis. And all of the different edges. So any place where there's a stitch, there's a potential for for a little particle of flour to sit, and that flour eventually will become chametz. Or if they have patches, so the patches are sewn on, so the place where the patch is sewn on, there's a place for potentially for particles of the flour to lodge and then to become chametz.
Was to decide which drushos are correct.
Okay. Kemal Koloshanu, that's Mr. Burkhov test. Who had in the Noisin by Hamach? This is Sarah Khatra Thiris. The Shulchan Aruch says it was used constantly. The truth is, even if it was used one time, you have this issue. But Khabzan is somebody else. The Kibbutz is the past. That's Sarah Lee's Davka, Bashim Shub, Bakaman, Babitsanin, Bagam Avery, Bakamita. It has to be hot water, not cold water. You have to have Avery, which is detergent. Chavita is banging, you have to agitate it. The sheep should be has to rub it. You have to rub it against each other. The problem is the particles which are lodged there, washing doesn't get them out. Megora Yosef, now we have a problem. Shamayim is not some shom, mimics the water gets in there. Margin the kema moistens the flour, and the shom which is there. The nidbat shom ba'akamotim, and it gets stuck, like, you know, so you have like this doughy stuff stuck in the little wrinkles. Some will get mixed into your flour, you add in later on, you paste it like a flour. That's not even enough to open it up totally. I'm sorry, Liger, Basak, and Hatem is a thumbus. Cut my kibbutz. You have to scrape off any dough which is there. The makom show you out here is the place where you have the stitches. So now there's wrinkles, there's little pieces of dough, of flour in there. You must scrape them, open up the stitches, and scrape it all out.
Back
service, slava base.
Right now,
you are then Imra, Shakar Zoim. If you have a rim, if you made a rim around the sack, it has to be opened up. The best idea is to get new bags which have not been used before. Even the sack itself, forget about the wrinkles and the corners and the stitches. You know, there's flour been sitting in there. There might be a little particle of flour which is in the holes of the weaving. But he had a feel like hints out fears. Cloud. He did not open up the stitches. Cut the keys before washing it. What else the camera? Then you wash it, dried it, put it in the place of the flour, and lesser a camera, because it assumes it's about the bashish.
So they don't think about our
guy. If you do find, however, it looks like dried dough.
Good question.
Little pieces of which are little particles of flour which got stuck in the stitches. They got wet and they became doughy. So now we're worried it's not that you have flour and flour. You have broken off little pieces of dough. That's not called flour. That's called the riyavish. The riyavish is chayzu b'neir.
There was a body of Torah that was.
How did we come up with that? Can I rely on sifting the flour? On the kavodus of the lion, sift out the shpurger lochash. Okay, so one more shabur. Tell them if they're patches. What then? Sach shalosim by palm achas kelim shapesa. This is true. Even if it was used for Pesach flour once, at another time. Right to the cops. You want to wash it off? It leads to them. Can't we put in different flour again? So how do gamma can a tefiras atloyim? The mukay and yischamet a kelim shapesa. Come on, the ma'ariv kvis. You have to, you know, even right now there's no problem because it was pasted like a flower. But who says you're not going to be doing it? When you wash it, that itself creates the problem because now you're exposing it to water. And there are particles there. So you don't want to wash it, fine. If you want to wash it, the only solution is going to be that you're going to have to open up the stitches. Okay.